Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Governor's Office and the Department of Administration are warning of a potential state government shutdown. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that emails went out yesterday to state employees explaining the situation. Lawmakers have yet to pass a budget for 2018, and the new fiscal year begins July 1st. If lawmakers can't reach a budget compromise, a government shutdown would begin July 1st. The notices give state employees a month to prepare for potential layoffs. A Department of Administration spokesperson says it'll send close to 18,000 notices tomorrow unless the legislature passes a budget. That figure does not include the university system, legislature, and courts, who must notify their own employees. A letter from UA President Jim Johnson says a decision regarding layoffs related to a government shutdown will be made sometime after consultation with UA regents during meetings happening tomorrow and Friday. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is vetting an ordinance tightening control of wood and coal burning. The measure is prompted by chronic wintertime fine particulate pollution in parts of Fairbanks and North Pole that recently resulted in their federal designation as a serious air quality non-attainment area. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the Borough Assembly hears from the Air Pollution Control Commission on the ordinance tonight.
Tonight's Air Pollution Control Commission work session takes up the more technical elements of an ordinance recently introduced by Borough Mayor Carl Castle. In the face of the EPA's new determination the borough is in serious non-attainment of air regulations, Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams says local and state officials must create a new state implementation plan by December. He says they've looked at hundreds of control measures enacted across the country and broadly assembled 12 categories. One of them was curtailment.
So we know that there's going to be curtailment control measures that are going to have to be looked at and addressed as part of this SIP. This ordinance that's coming for work session on Wednesday night is just that, trying to get a little bit ahead of it.
But Williams says because the issue is a hot-button topic, the administration and assembly are taking time to refine the measure. After tonight's informational meeting, the Assembly will take public testimony on Monday, June 19th, with a vote expected on Thursday, June 22nd. Williams says the measure's coming up now because it will take time to implement.
We don't want to move too quickly on it, but at the same time, if we end up putting these controls in, it doesn't make any sense to do it October 1st because, you know, some of these things, it'll take them, 60 to 90 days to implement.
Williams says while tonight's meeting is largely informational, the public is invited. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The U.S. Missile Defense Agency has announced a successful missile defense test. Alaska Public Media reports that it was the first test of the system designed to shoot down an intercontinental ballistic missile in nearly 3 years. The closely watched exercise came just a day after North Korea tested a missile, one of several such launches in recent months. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan sits on the Armed Services Committee.
Today was clearly good news. That was the first time that we've tested and then intercepted an ICBM-type missile.
Sullivan has been a vocal proponent of national missile defense. Last week, he was part of a bipartisan group of senators to introduce a bill that would expand the systems by adding more interceptors, increasing testing, and speeding up development on the complex design. After a series of testing failures, a report from the Government Accountability Office last year found that many of the Missile Defense Agency's goals remained unmet and the system hadn't demonstrated reliability. Sullivan says that in spite of problems, tests like Tuesday's are a positive sign for the evolving technology. A project is underway to restore a Fairbanks area creek. The multi-year endeavor, spearheaded by the Interior Alaska Land Trust and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, is aimed at bringing Cripple Creek on the west side of town back to life. The Interior Alaska Land Trust owns a crucial portion of the project area, where the trust's Martha Reynolds says the focus is on addressing drainage problems resulting from 1930s-era placer mining operations.
They were using these hydraulic cannons where they were shooting water at the frozen silt to remove the silt to try and get to the underlying gold-bearing gravels. And they needed water, and they needed a way to remove that silt.
Reynolds says silt-laden water clogged Cripple Creek's winding channel, and a straight 6-mile drainage ditch was dug as an alternate path to carry water back to the Chena River.
So what we're trying to do is restore flow into the original channel of Cripple Creek.
The big project that's really visible for most of the public is reconnecting the original channel of Cripple Creek that was filled in when they built Chena Ridge Road.
Bob Henze is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is providing $300,000 in funding for the restoration project. The agency and land trust are coordinating the effort with the Alaska Department of Transportation, which is contracting for up to $2.5 million in culvert work in the Cripple Creek area this summer. Henze says yet-to-be-funded channel upgrades and connections are aimed at completing the project in future years.
The idea is to make that more passable year-round, and as well as create more habitat.
Henze says this kind of habitat restoration work is uncommon in Alaska, but points to the success of a similar recent project that restored water flow along the upper Chattanooga River north of Fairbanks in another historic placer mining area. I'm Dan Vross.